minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. You and Angel look strangely similar today. Tanner Schwint joining us.
Both sexy, am I right, Angel?
No, I wasn't going there. The shirts. Is that a, you got kind of
it's
like
pinkish.
A salmon? Salmon? Pinkish.
Yeah.
Blue pants.
Yep.
There you go.
Both sexy, man.
Why was the, did you guys call each other this morning?
Late last night, yeah.
No, we can't because last time we tried to coordinate, he didn't do it.
That is true.
You
no,
made a big
pink
deal
on
about
Wednesday.
That, and nobody did.
No, everybody did it besides
did it
me,
you.
Which makes me the bigger a-hole.
Are we doing? Are we doing beach night Monday? You gonna dress in shorts?
Probably not. We're supposed to get quite a bit of snow, I think.
Yeah, it'd be tough.
No,
it'll toughen you up.
No,
The snow is sand.
Are you gonna take?
Yeah.
Are you gonna take a nap before you go Monday night?
Probably.
Yeah, that's what.
What
I'm
time
thinking.
Do you get up? 5?
4:30 is when
you
my
get
first.
Get up at 4:30.
My first alarm goes
Why
off.
Why do you get up at 4:30?
So that I'm ready for the day. I snooze my first alarm till about 5. I wake up at 5 and get in the shower.
Does it take you like 5 minutes to get here from Amish country or whatever?
20 minutes, but yeah.
EFE.
You want to explain to the people what that is, Angel?
I can't say the middle one.
You shouldn't say any of that. On.
How are you doing after our big fight yesterday? You feeling better about everything?
I was correct the entire time.
No.
I felt
and
bad.
We don't have to go back into it.
I felt bad. No, I felt bad that it blew up like that in the middle of your show. That was never my intention. I was just trying to let you know that you were wrong.
This got really, really sentimental.
No, I just said I wanted to let you know you were wrong. I didn't expect that reaction back from you.
It made me very mad. I was very upset.
I noticed.
Very upset with your Mount Rushmore as well.
I can tell. I
don't like it.
Dude, I am worn out from the infighting that I've created in the station this week.
Thankfully, Angel let me know of what you admitted you were wrong about.
Trading Jamal Murray, yeah.
I was way off. Although, would you trade him for straight up for Kyrie Irving?
I don't think you want to rock the locker
no,
room
you
right
don't.
Now.
I just had to ask you because I figured you'd go that way.
I was actually with Brian when that news broke, and I was like, bring him in!
You guys you do a 4-hour show together, yeah. And then you just hang out all day?
Yeah.
You guys are together a lot.
We are.
That's good.
Yeah.
So you're wrong about Jamal Murray.
I was wrong about that. No, hand up on that. But I've been right a lot this week. It's been a good week.
Once, and you picked.
It's been a banner week.
You picked. You had a 1-3 shot.
No,
with Sean Payton.
No.
1-3.
No,
shot.
No. Here I used some deductive reasoning to find out.
Oh boy,
where they were going to go.
I'm surprised you even knew what deductive meant.
I couldn't spell it, but
I can't either.
Yeah. No, I knew the Broncos were going to take a big swing. They were going to take a big hack at somebody, and it did look like Jim Harbaugh was not hack it. No, stop with that. And Jim Harbaugh, I think, was the first one on that list. But when you take big swings, you strike out a lot too. And they missed on Harbaugh. And so the only other name that was out there was Sean Payton. And when the Broncos hadn't announced leading into the championship weekend, I said it was either one of two things. Either the Broncos had completely botched this entire situation, which there were still flaws in this, or they were waiting for the Saints to blink on how much they wanted for Sean Payton, and it ended up being that.
Let's just kind of recap. I had Ryan Edwards on, who I think was more of the voice of reason between both sides.
Yes.
He did put out the fire of the Broncos doubling down with D'Amico Ryan's day of the hire. Right. He said, I'm going to push back on that. He's friends with Ian Rappaport. He gets him on his show all the time.
Right.
So, you know, they're buddies. But he said, no. But he did say that it felt that it, from what he heard, and he flat out said it, that Payton was not the number one guy, that it was Harbaugh, and then D'Amico Ryans was 3 until the interview, and then he moved up. Was that a tie? Was it either or? I truly believe that if D'Amico didn't choose Houston, I think he'd be the head coach of the Denver Broncos. That's where I am.
If that would have been the case, that would have been to his point where he said it kind of pissed Sean Payton off that they went and saw Harbaugh.
Yeah, I think so they probably covered it up a little bit.
If Ryans wouldn't have picked Houston and came to Denver, I think that would have been because of Sean Payton pulling his name out. I do think that. I think the Broncos wanted Sean Payton, and they almost messed their own process up by going back and trying to plead with Jim Harbaugh.
I think they did. They almost shot themselves in the foot.
They did.
Which
money talks.
We were talking about this the other day of like, why does it matter? Why does the debate matter as far as who is right on this, Ian Rappaport, Adam Schefter. Well, it matters because if Ian Rappaport is right, the Broncos' reputation with hiring coaches is already bad.
Yes.
And it's already going to be, oh, well, they don't really even know who they want when they're going after them. It's just a really weird, clunky process. If Schefter's right, then they were actually geniuses.
Mm-hmm.
So it worked out.
Well, and when you're a new ownership and everyone's got their attention on you because of the money, because you are so much more cash rich than any other team in the league, everybody's trying to see, okay, how do these very wealthy people handle this side of being in the NFL? If you screw that up the first time, then the perception starts, oh, it's just a bunch of loaded rich people who know nothing about running a football team. So if Rappaport's right, that's the narrative. If Schefter's right, then, okay, they're taking their business savvy and bringing it to the NFL world, and they got their guy.
And the other rumor that's out there, too, is that Condoleezza Rice, perhaps, was the one that was not 100% in on the Sean Payton thing.
Right.
And I don't...
What does that mean? I mean, why was she not in there? Why was Penner and Walton both in on it?
She's Stanford, so she wanted... David Shaw and
okay,
Harbaugh.
Your personal connection shouldn't come into the way
they
of
They seem
what,
to be fine now because they're golfing yesterday.
Right. No, and they weren't, which is, I mean, delaying, knowing after this process was so strenuous, and it was, but after, you know, they get the decision done, and now they're going to delay any announcement, any press conference to next week because, hey, we got a pro-am that we're playing in. Kind of a boss move.
Well, the contract hasn't been signed
right.
yet, which was funny because Zach Stevens was like, it hasn't been signed, but don't freak out. There's nothing.
You
know,
I heard you getting ready to freak out. You're
Tanner's getting ready to be wrong.
No, that's never going to happen.
So you're Mount Rushmore. You have Todd Helton.
Todd Helton deserves to be on
yours
the
Yours is better than Angels. Angels doesn't have John Elway.
Yeah. I didn't want to go after him that early in the morning this morning. It was like 6:30 I asked him, and he's like, I'm like, that's not good.
I mean, Tanner, I gave you my reasoning for it.
Yeah, but Tanner didn't watch him either, and you have him on.
You make fun of the people like, I went back and watched tape. I watched a lot of the Elway tape, and that's a real thing. They had the VHS tapes of the Super Bowl runs and beforehand, watched every single one of those like every other weekend. So Elway was like my guy, so 100% in love with him. And the rest of those guys, other than Joe Sakic, and my reasoning for putting Joe Sakic on there is partly because of what he's done now as a GM and bringing a title to the Colorado Avalanche as a GM.
So
now.
We agree on Sakic and Elway.
And
we
Nikola
both put
Jokic.
Joker in there.
Yeah. There's just that last one where we disagree. It's because you hate baseball.
No.
And you hate the Colorado Rockies.
No.
And you hate Todd Helton, who has never done anything wrong.
I really like
you.
Todd Helton. And I actually really hope the Rockies are good. They're just not.
He hates them.
No, I love them.
No.
I'm in love
you
with the
hate
Rockies.
Baseball. You think it's the dumbest sport
it's
ever.
It's not as good a sport as basketball and football and hockey.
It's
and
my favorite
swimming,
sport. But it's not as.
Duck hunting and Mario Kart's probably better. I'd rather watch people play Mario Kart.
I think badminton's pretty fun.
You ever play Beerio Kart?
I actually, no. of course you have. Of course you have.
It's pretty fun.
It's the only,
Angel!
It's
supposed to be
sophisticated. Well, you gotta do your three laps.
It's the only legal form of drinking and driving,
You have to completely stop so you can drink, and you can't finish the race until you finish your drink.
You don't have to. See, we don't play where you have to completely stop.
If you
can drink and drive while you got
Which
the remote
is why
on
you,
hand.
You start the race, chug it, and then finish the race.
Yeah, so anyhow. Baseball. And I'll say this about baseball.
I don't hate baseball.
No, yes, you
I
do.
Just don't like Rockies baseball right now.
You hate baseball.
No, I don't hate baseball.
Were you watching just the middle of the
Playoffs?
Summer?
No.
Yeah.
Out of market?
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
No.
Were you in the middle of winter, Nuggets not on, no football? Were you watching out-of-market basketball?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So
I did last night.
Yeah, it's way down on your list. Well, the Nuggets played last night.
Oh, the night before.
Yeah. But it's way down on your list. And listen, for all you old curmudgeon-y baseball fans who are like, our game's the best. Lefty Grove, who's a real person. Lefty Grove, when he used to throw, or Whitey Ford, the big lefty who threw a great slider. That was when baseball was great. get off of it. You need to embrace that baseball is not going to be for everybody. It's a slower paced game. There's people who don't like the nuances of it. They want to see action, 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 and that's fine. Baseball is not for everybody, and baseball needs to know that.
But again, I think my frustrations with baseball could be fixed because I enjoy watching the Rockies during the season when they're relevant for 2 hours.
Here's the thing. So my parents are casual sports viewers, very much so. Mike Trout was at the Eagles game, and we're like, hey, that's Mike Trout.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, who the hell is Mike Trout?
Mm.
That's when your best player in the game isn't recognizable to casual sports fans, that's a huge issue.
Well, they got to be careful because hockey's going to pass them up someday.
Yeah, I think they're already getting there in the state of Colorado.
Hockey seems like they're starting to get it with marketing a little bit.
They
are. Not much, but they're getting better at marketing their players. Baseball tries, but... It's just
the Dairy Queen stuff that they did for the All-Star break was fantastic.
Right.
Having them mic'd up during the game, fantastic.
Yeah, during the All-Star game,
yes,
that's fine.
That's great.
Yeah.
You got to get a little
but
gimmicky.
But you have to, I don't want to get too gimmicky, but.
You have to do a little
baseball,
bit of it.
The pitch clock, which they are going to do, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Is that happening? I'm for it. I don't understand how they're going to. Ref it, They're gonna ump it real nice.
Yeah. No, push it, real, push
yeah,
it,
push I got it. It.
Okay,
no,
okay.
It's good.
Yeah, thanks. So apparently, if the pitch isn't on its way when the clock runs out, it's a ball. If the batter's not ready to go, it's a strike.
That's going to be really tough.
That's
too.
I think it's stupid.
But
and here's the other thing.
I like the idea in principle.
Rob Manfred's a moron.
15 seconds if the bases are empty. 20 seconds if there's runners on base.
Right. And you can only throw over a selected number of times, which that rule
you
I
can't
do.
Can't throw to first.
Too many. Yeah. There's
Get rid of that. It's awful. The reason people boo that is because it sucks. It slows the game down.
Right. And you can still do it. I think one of the most exciting things in baseball is when somebody's trying to swipe second, and then the throw down from the catcher is a laser. Like, I love that, and that's going to encourage more. No, that's going to encourage more stealing, and I love that. Rob Manfred's a moron, the commissioner of the MLB. He's just not good. He's a good businessman, but he's not about competitive balance across the league. They could give a damn if the Rockies win 10 games, if the Royals won 10 games.
You think you don't agree with Dick Monfort, but you kind of do.
Yeah.
On what he said the other day about the Padres.
I hate myself for it.
No.
But I do.
Don't disagree with the Padres for taking advantage of the system. They have money. The league has no salary cap, so take advantage of it.
Yeah, it's a broken system. I have an issue with the system.
Saying you don't agree with the Padres, that's why it's silly for Dick Monfort, because it's like, they're taking that you're allowed to do this.
Right.
And the Rockies have done it too.
But
so.
Why he said that, I mean, it did resonate with me. Because I'm
you
like, I don't like
salary
it either.
Salary cap would fix things up.
Salary cap
it
gets
is silly
competitive that, balance in the league instantly.
Yeah, it is silly that you don't have a salary cap. But baseball has to continue to work on their game. I mean, why? Like the NFL did. The NFL tweaks their game every single year.
To benefit what?
To whatever the fans want to
the
watch.
The offense.
Well, and that's what they determined the fans wanted to watch.
Right.
There was a time when it was all about big hits, and
yeah.
we wanted to capitalize
and
on that.
I miss that.
And now it's about scoring.
Yeah.
And so we got to figure out ways to spread out offenses and can't let defenses play physical. So we fixed our game, and we've been fixing it. They fix it every single year. They make an edit. Their extra point game was a little boring for some.
Right.
It wasn't like it was, oh, that's I'm not going to watch because I hate how they do extra points. But the NFL saw it and changed it. Baseball is so stuck in their ways of this is how the game was in the 30s.
Right.
We're not changing a thing. Bat flips, all that stuff. They need to do that, allow that, not flip out about all that
no,
stuff.
No, they really do. And to give baseball credit, they're trying. That's why they're getting rid of the shift.
Yeah.
They're getting rid of the shift, so you're not going to see three people, which I don't like, because I like using any strategy you can find.
It does
That's
take
like
strategy,
going to an NFL team and say, you can't run cover three.
It's going
to
allow for more hits, though.
It is, and that's what the fans want.
Yep, and that's baseball saying, Because me personally, I told you, I said the best baseball game for me is like Clayton Kershaw in his heyday.
Oh yeah,
and it's 1-0.
Yeah,
like I
Jacob DeGrom going up against Clayton Kershaw.
Oh. I personally like that. I don't need to see 9-7 home run after home run. There's time for that, but I do like a great pitcher. That's when I watch baseball. So this is again.
You need to find a new team other than the Rockies, my friend.
Well, that's why,
because they will never be.
Well, maybe someday. Dixon going back to the Bones Highland thing. Trey D. Gordon? Oh, trade Gordon. I read that as Trey D because it was a capital D.
Nice.
Trade Gordon. No, do not.
No.
He said, all kidding aside, I would like to see them stand pat. But if you're trading Bones, get Naz Reid. That seems to be an area we would upgrade. He could be down. He could hold down the fort if something happened to Joker. It's going
to
happen.
It needs to happen.
Bones is going to be traded. Yeah. It's just a matter of time.
Well, now. And if they can't get the deal that they want for him, how awkward is that going to be?
Yeah. It is. Isai Chris says, can you ask Tanner if the line has changed for the Pro Bowl this weekend?
That's interesting. I haven't even looked at this for a while.
Are you betting on the Pro Bowl?
I always bet the over in the Pro Bowl. But I don't think they'll do it now that it's flag football.
You might have a problem.
You bet the over in the Pro Bowl last year?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't touch the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, you did.
No, I never touched
the Pro Bowl. We were texting. I will go back. I don't delete texts. I will go back and find the text.
I deleted it.
But you deleted
you from my contacts.
You didn't. You can't bet on the Pro Bowl, so sorry.
Don't bet on it.
What's the kick of destiny? Oh, that's something different. The kick of destiny is bet and watch Gronk kick a field goal live during the Super Bowl.
You can bet on that now?
And you can get a piece of $10 million in bonus bets.
I'd like a piece of $10 million.
Yeah. I hope Gronk makes his field goal.
He probably will. Where is he kicking it from?
I think the 30.
Hmm. 22 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Are you sticking around?
Yeah, sure.
You talk about your terrible, 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 terrible Mount Rushmore. We'll be right back. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Saying,
is it you're wrong
on your Mount Rushmore?
Yeah,
is the guys that I would put over them are probably known as top five, maybe best of all time at their position.
And Todd Helton's top 10 with a lot deeper list. A lot deeper list.
I mean, I don't know about that.
Yes. There's
only one first baseman per team. There are two tight ends typically per team that are playing. Well, so Shannon Sharp.
The history of baseball is much deeper than the NFL. There have been way more.
So you're going to put Todd Helton over Shannon Sharp.
There are way more career first
basemen. Because baseball was in the 20s.
To be top 8 or top 10 at a position in baseball of all time is unheard of.
Did they even track it in the 20s?
There's only a few.
In the 30s?
There are only a few that even in today's game can say that they're probably there.
All I'm saying is Todd Helton, top 10 in the state, sure. But your Mount Rushmore is John Elway. He's not John Elway?
It is John Elway.
It's John Elway. It's
Joe
Sakic.
I'm shaking my head at the last one you're going to say.
And it's either Patrick Waugh, who is one of the best goalies of all time, Peter Forsberg, Shannon Sharp. I might even go Von Miller over Todd Helton.
Oh my god.
MVP? Super Bowl MVP?
No. No, no, no. Let's see here. Let me see.
Alex English. I know you don't like basketball, but Alex English is probably should be talked about too. Listen, I know a lot of people are saying it's Todd Helton.
It is Todd Helton.
How can you not look at the championship teams and take a bunch from there for your Mount Rushmore?
Because you have a guy who is
You said to me,
one of the greatest to ever do it.
Patrick Waugh's not.
Where did Patrick Waugh play?
He played
all over the place too. And when you're talking about Colorado sports figures, you've got a guy who played his entire career, 17 years of domination at first base.
Yeah, that's good.
17 years of domination at first base, all for your Colorado Rockies, who led them to the 2007 World Series appearance. Okay. He is the guy. He's the face of the franchise. When you have a face of a franchise, you can't leave him off there.
Patrick Waugh is probably pretty close.
Joe Sakic is the face of the Avalanche.
He's pretty close, though.
I say a name of a franchise, what's the first person you think of? All right, Denver Broncos.
John Elway.
Okay, Colorado Avalanche.
Joe Sakic. Right. Patrick Waugh second. Okay.
Denver Nuggets.
Now it's Nikola Jokic.
Right. Colorado Rockies.
Larry Walker's still there. He's a Hall of Famer. SpongeBob shirt he wore when he was inducted.
When you think of the Colorado Rockies, it just happened to be that one that we don't agree on. Yeah. That it was different.
I can't help what my mind does.
Just happened. When people think of the Colorado Rockies, who have watched them for a sustained period of time, they think of Todd Helton. The first name when you think of the Rockies.
Okay, I'm going to say this to you. And for that, it's going to sound really mean. People don't think about the Rockies.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Like, they don't. That's why your Mount Rushmore should be filled with champions. Guys that have won titles.
You remember Rocktober? I do remember Rocktober. You remember what it did to this state?
I do.
It sent it into a frenzy.
But they didn't win the title.
That's fine.
And that was one of their five trips of all time in the playoffs. One.
Right.
And Todd Helton was a part of just, what, two runs to the playoffs?
That's the stat that I'd like to find.
I'm telling you, Mount Rushmore, you should have MVPs and champions up there. That's my rule. You got to be an MVP or a champion.
Be what put that franchise on the map. And making the World Series put that franchise on the map.
But if it's the worst franchise in the state,
it doesn't matter.
Then you got to go with other guys.
No, because the best player for one franchise is better than a number two player on any other franchise.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
No. So your argument is Todd Helton is greater than Patrick Waugh,
Peter Forsberg, as an athlete in Colorado.
They didn't win.
But that's what the Mount Rushmore is about. He did win.
Not very much. Not very much.
Can you look up the Rockies winning percentage while during Todd Helton's career? Not the average number.
They went to the playoffs five times.
Yeah,
and you're bringing up an old argument because you can't stand in this one.
No, he was there for 80% of their playoff trips.
Three times?
Right. But the fact that the ownership is incompetent means you're going to take away
from what Todd Helton did. I'm not taking anything away. I'm just saying that the Mount Rushmore is reserved for champions.
No, it's not.
Champions are MVPs.
Okay, then Jokic can't be up there.
Champions are MVPs.
No.
He's won a title.
No.
He's won an MVP title.
No.
He's won two of them getting ready to win three.
But if you said that, Mount Rushmore is reserved
for champions. Mount Rushmore is titles.
The greatest player at their position, right? And he's right there, arguably top five of all time.
But you didn't win titles. If the Avs didn't win titles in the 90s and didn't win with Patrick Waugh, and just Joe Sakic was a really good player like David Thompson, we're getting texts on David Thompson, then I'm giving you Todd Helton. But you have guys that won titles that were also the best at their position. Patrick Waugh, Peter Forsberg, and Shannon Sharp and Terrell Davis.
They were paired together. This guy didn't have any help. He had no help out there. From his ownership, from his GM, from his franchise, from his other players, he had no help. And yet he stuck through there and continued year in and year in to put up Hall of Fame numbers.
I get you, but we're talking Mount Rushmore.
Right.
You're building it. You're going to spend millions of dollars to build this thing.
Yeah.
And you're going to put Todd a guy, Potter. You're going to leave a guy, you're going to keep him over multiple champions and Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
And MVPs.
Yes, because a lot of that greatness is attributed to the players that they were able to play with. Because there were multiple Hall of Famers on those Denver Broncos teams.
But Elway didn't win until he got those
guys. But he was there. So if Elway wouldn't have won one of the two Super Bowls, is he on there? Elway completely changed everything.
If he didn't win
a
Super Bowl? Yeah, I mean, Elway's probably still on there.
Right.
Because he was that good, but he was also a league MVP.
Is that good too?
Elway was a league MVP. But you're using, again, if the Rockies win the World Series, you probably throw Todd Helton up there. But they didn't win the World Series. They did not win their championship.
The fact that they went there with him at all, with how abysmal the Rockies' history is, is more than enough to put Todd Helton deserving
on close,
that.
But I'm not putting him over. He's a Hall of Famers and champs.
Their win percentage with Todd Helton averaged 470.
470, right. And what's here's some more math
it's
for
not
you
good.
To do. No, but here's more. Here's
not,
no, it's
not 500.
No, it's not. But here's more math for you to do. Do the years without him in there and see what the win percentage
again,
is.
Again, the answer will be it's not good.
Right.
They're a bad franchise.
So the fact that he was able to lift a bad franchise to even get him to taste a little bit of a hope.
But we
to
can
win
all
one.
Okay. We can all agree, and I'm not like it happened. It was amazing, but it took history for the Rockies to get into
that
the World
he
Series.
Was a part of. And
sure,
led.
One magical season, and I get his numbers and everything are great, but the World Series year. For them was a one magical season. We're talking Eli Manning type stuff. We're talking Nick Foles, Philadelphia Eagles type stuff that happened. That was the year for the Rockies. It was historic. It was crazy.
And
it won't ever happen again.
He led it.
But it was...
He took a poor franchise and what continues to still be a poor franchise and lifted them to relevance. The only other guy...
Year.
You know what? The only other guy that I would consider replacing Todd for... Is nobody that you've thrown out so far.
Who? Floyd Little?
No.
Who?
Champ Bailey.
Oh, I'm sorry, but you're good.
Champ Bailey.
I
would put Champ Bailey up there because...
Why?
Because he was there through thick and thin, and no matter when the cards were down or they were up, his greatness wasn't based on everybody else on the team. And that's huge.
Tanner.
That is huge.
Tanner. They didn't win with
that's
Champ.
That's fine. He was still the guy. Through thick and thin.
Dude.
And his success...
You're going to put Champ Bailey over Shannon Sharp.
His individual success was not dependent upon anything else besides his work.
I mean, a pass rush help a cornerback?
I mean, a little bit, but still. Even when they were down, he was a lockdown cornerback.
Angel, care to weigh in?
Yes, so with Helton, they averaged 470. Without Helton, 465.
Nice. So that's 0.5% better. For a bad franchise?
Listen, it's no disrespect with Todd Helton. I'm just saying there's like three or four or five guys that are better than Todd Helton
no,
as far as greatness.
Those guys
Champ's
were,
not there.
Those guys were all elevated because of one another. Not because they
that
were doing it on their
own.
That
is a weird way to look at it. But the other thing is like Patrick Waugh was a goalie. You're alone in between the pipes, bro.
Shannon, but the great defense set up by the rest of the guys.
His stops that made him one of the greatest goalies of all time.
The Shannon Sharp, the Terrell Davis, the offense, you know, even somebody said Steve Atwater or Carl Mecklenburg. I've seen those out there as well. But those guys are all dependent upon other players, and they happen to be playing right alongside other Hall
Helton
of Famers.
So Helton didn't depend on anybody?
No, he can't. You're a first baseman.
When they went to the World Series, he didn't have anybody else that stepped up and played good baseball. Matt Holliday wasn't a part of that.
No, I'm not saying that, but his success... His individual success was not based on anybody else. Shannon Sharp's success can be directly attributed
so just
to having John Elway as a quarterback.
More of a team sport than baseball.
No,
you're punishing him for that.
You're crediting some of these guys.
Sharp went on to Baltimore
and was
actually really good and won a Super Bowl.
Who were any of the other wide receivers there? Like he was the target. You got to get him the ball.
But so now
Terrell
that your argument is
Terrell
the
Davis,
only guy on the team.
Terrell Davis didn't have any longevity to his career
because
he messed up
his knee.
I'm sorry, it sucks, I hate Brian.
I'll give you Terrell Davis is not over Todd Helton. I'll give you that.
So
but
who
I'd
are
put
you
Floyd
going?
Little. I'd put Floyd Little right up there.
No. Todd Helton is the identity of the Colorado Rockies.
Floyd Little was the reason the Broncos decided to keep their franchise in Denver.
Yeah, and that's huge.
That's
huge.
That created all the other history.
Then take Jokic out and put him in.
No. Two-time MVP, almost three-time MVP?
No.
Joker's way above Todd Helton already.
No.
Dude, we're talking about Joker maybe being one of the best of all time.
I get that.
Todd Helton's not even in that conversation. Best of all time?
Yes.
Best baseball players
when
of
you,
all time.
When you talk at your position?
No, just best of all time. I'm talking about Joker. Joker's a championship away from being in the conversation of best of all time. He's in the conversation.
And this is what makes this argument so much fun to have, but yet so complex. Because when you say, who's the best baseball player of all time? Well, then you're already having to segregate it between pitchers and everybody else.
Well, that's the same argument with football. Who's the best athlete? It's not Tom Brady, but he is the best football player that's ever played the game, but he's not the best athlete.
Right, but he at least does some of the same things that everybody else has to do on that. Pitchers don't have to do the same thing that everybody else has to do. And this is what's so frustrating. You know, I was looking at a top 10 list of first basemen that ESPN put out. Number 10, they've got David Ortiz. David Ortiz sucked at defense. Horrible. The reason David Ortiz is in the Hall of Fame is because he was able to smash baseballs. And here's what you had with Todd was he was great at everything. Like, his defense was very, very good. And he was never one of those, oh, I'm going to step out there and just crush baseballs, or I'm really, really fast. He was all around solid at everything that he did.
And there's no disagreement there. I'm just saying, I want Hall of Famers, champs, and MVPs on my Mount Rushmore.
Okay, so next year when he's in, when Todd Helton's in the Hall of Fame.
By then, Joker will have a title.
Yeah.
And it'll just further his spot there. I'm still looking at guys. Listen, I'm not even as much of a hockey guy. But I would probably put Patrick Waugh over Shannon Sharp and Floyd Little.
You can't have a Mount Rushmore in the state of Colorado without Todd Helton on it.
Yes, you can.
No.
Mine is that way.
No.
Yes.
No.
You talk about guys rely. There is no more of a solo-type position than a goalie. Yes, they rely on defense right. sometimes. But when a puck comes at your face, there ain't nobody helping you.
I'm aware.
So you're talking about Shannon Sharp was a product of John Elway. Terrell Davis was a product of John Elway and Mike Shanahan. Patrick Waugh was a product of himself inside the pipes.
But Patrick Waugh also played at other places, and he wasn't called. We're talking Colorado. And again, you look at the teams that he played on. He had so much help around him.
But he's still a goalie.
I get that. But there are aspects of hockey to keep the puck away from your goalie when you're controlling and dominating the ice, and you've got it up front.
But when he made saves.
Joe Sakic's right there, and you got Forsberg flying around out there. You're with other legendary players.
That helps your stats.
Sure,
it does, but you still got to do it.
That helps your numbers. It helps everything.
It doesn't. I'm looking at it. And again, a goalie, if you want to, like, I'll give you your arguments of, oh, Shannon Sharp might not have been as good, had a different quarterback thrown to him, which I hate, by the way, because Sharp was a freak of nature.
I agree.
And would have went and played with any of these quarterbacks today and been Travis Kelce type numbers.
Yeah. Who's better, Kelce or Sharp?
Travis Kelce.
Okay.
But Sharp and Antonio Gates and Tony Gonzalez changed the way we view tight ends.
Yeah.
So if they would have been in a league that cared more about tight ends and throwing them the football, those three would have had big numbers, too.
Oh, 100%. I agree with that.
But I'm just telling you, as far as depending, it doesn't get more lonely than a goalie.
But there are a lot of things that you can do on the ice to make that person look better. Plain and simple. And we just saw that last year with the Avs winning the Cup. Their defense was so good that it didn't matter who had between the pipes.
I think that you are wrong.
I think that you are
41
wrong.
41 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA. And be a jukebox hero. Don't
stop and deny. Be a jukebox hero. You know it, buddy.
You're wrong.
No, I'm right.
This is, again,
everything you asked.
This is like the math equation yesterday.
See, he can't get this argument right, Angel, so he's going back to yesterday.
No, I said,
was wrong on that.
I wasn't bringing it back up. But just like that one, I know I'm right. And so I don't care if we die here in this studio. I will not stop arguing this until
when they build
today.
Mount Rushmore.
Five-time All-Star.
Face will not be up there.
Four-time Silver Slugger. Three-time Gold Glove winner. Helton holds the Rockies club's records for hits, home runs, doubles, walks, runs scored, runs batted in, games played, and total bases, among others. He is the greatest player in franchise history.
Yeah, okay,
and because of that, you cannot
pick. He is the greatest player in a terrible franchise.
You can't pick the second fiddle of another franchise and put them above the Rockies' best player of all time.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
False. And he played
Shannon Sharp
college
has
football
been in eight
in
Pro
Tennessee
Bowls,
with Peyton Manning. He played college football with Peyton Manning.
Okay, stop.
That's also a dub.
That does not add
it's also
to
a win.
His. That does not add. It wasn't here.
That wins.
It wasn't in Colorado. I thought that was all they had to do was just play in Colorado for a long time.
Didn't he start over Peyton Manning? He's on the Mount Rushmore just for that.
I don't know. You were also fired up this morning about Michael Malone for some reason.
Oh, God.
Like, why pick today to have that argument? No, we don't have to argue it. Because I'm not that far from where you are on this. There's certainly pressure on Malone. But I'm more like one series less than you. I'm saying, got to get to the Western Conference Finals.
The West is so
tough to win.
Weak this year.
It's still tough to win. Golden State, when they get reloaded, they'll still be a threat.
I don't care. The Denver is by far the most talented team in the Western Conference.
And
when you're the most talented team in the Western Conference, you've got to win that conference.
This texter says Von Miller, question mark.
No, Von Miller's not there.
Probably not. Todd Helton, come on, Brady.
Nice.
The 303.
Yes,
no.
303. Yes. I mean, this
is that
argument.
Todd?
I think it's actually Todd.
I'm doing this for the people. I am standing here.
We
got to
go
the
build our Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
Whoever gets it done first is that's the official.
Well, I will just start with Todd Helton, and then even if you beat me, Todd Helton's on the Mount Rushmore.
No.
Smarter, not harder, man.
I have already
You
started.
Will start with Nikola Jokic.
We've already
start
started.
With Todd Helton.
No, I don't start with. Who's the king of the castle?
John Elway. Yes. Who's second? Todd Helton.
King of the castle. King of the Joe Sakic.
Yeah.
Then it's Joker. And then it's anybody
and then it's
other than Todd
Helton. Good God, man.
Michael Malone. Here's the question,
yes,
though.
Who are you hiring? Todd Helton.
God.
It's coronavirus, baby.
You're at the end of the week. Your brain is now just on autopilot.
I've just been in constant battles this week.
Because you say a lot of erroneous things.
But I've been really right about a lot of it. Good word. Spell it.
One thing you've been, I don't know.
So it's E-R-R.
Is it E-R?
Yeah.
Erroneous?
E-R-R-O-N-E.
I'm good with Todd, Isai Chris says.
E-A-O-U-S?
I think it's that.
No.
Yeah.
E-O-U-S?
Probably.
Okay. You see, and that's the question, right? And this is the question that I got asked about Michael Malone by Jerry Schimmel, by Brian Carey, by you off the air, now you on the air. I don't know. That's Calvin Booth's job. Find the guy.
But there isn't.
If he doesn't get you to the NBA Finals this year.
What if they get to the Western Conference Finals? You fire him?
Yes.
They've only been three times in their life.
It doesn't matter. You've got the greatest player in.
They would not do that.
Walking the earth right now. You've got the greatest basketball player we've seen in generations.
Easily Mount Rushmore, right?
Yes. Yes. I'm not disagreeing with you on that, but he's not taking Todd's spot. He's going on there. And it's going to really suck when somebody else comes up, and then I'm probably going to have to give Todd up at some point. Not to Shannon Sharpe, though. But Calvin Booth's got to go find that guy. If they don't get to the NBA Finals, you've assembled this roster the best way. Now, we were talking about this, too. He overpaid for Michael Porter Jr. Already, I think you've overpaid. But can he be that Ray Allen type of guy? That sure knockdown perimeter shooter?
Yes.
That when they collapse on Murray and they collapse on Jokic, can Porter Jr. stay healthy and can he knock down those shots?
Yes, he can. Tanner Swint, appreciate you. I know you've been battling for your life because everyone disagrees with you.
Actually,
three texters.
On Twitter, everybody agrees with me on this.
They are saying Helton, which is just because you guys are all diehard baseball fans. You're on Twitter all the time because your life is so boring. That's why you're baseball fans. 49 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by I post things. I don't really look at things. We'll be right back. We'll wrap up the show on the other side.
Sean Payton, Russell Wilson. Will it work out? Here are our thoughts on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Melt it down, that you're the one, and you can have your
dream. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. That is my victory music, Angel. Victory music. Because I did defeat Tanner. He's not here anymore. He's
won
gone.
The All Valley.
I won All Valley. I did. I won the argument. Yes. It's fantastic to be right. All right, that's going to do it for us, man. We've been at it all week. It's been a freaking crazy week with the Broncos hiring Sean Payton. What will they do next when it comes to the offensive and defensive coordinator positions? How's this all going to work out? We're going to be starting to analyze the draft, or really not now, because they don't have that many picks. And that'll be fun. That'll be boring. Draft night will be boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see how that all works out. So we got that. And, of course, the Nuggets keep pushing. You got the Pro Bowl this weekend. You going to watch it? You're watching some of this, aren't you?
I've seen clips of it on social media. I might check out the flag football game. A couple of Dolphins there, so we'll see.
Yeah,
Patrick Sertan's catching zipline passes.
I wish
That's
I would
cool.
have seen that. I did not see that. And apparently there's a giant balloon floating all over the country, so that's kind of creepy and scary, so we'll see what happens there. That's going to do it for us. We'll be back at it on a Monday. I'm sure we'll have a ton to talk about after what transpires over the weekend. Good night, Northern Colorado.